Coach, congratulations on the victory. There were some good things that happened here tonight, but there were some tough things at times to the turnovers. But your team bounced back and ended up getting a big win.
A little controversy doesn't bother you too much here if you kind of react to it, you know, on the positive side. And, you know, the some of those things, you know, we'll talk to them and, you know, practice, and they don't adjust because it's not a big deal. And, you know, they keep on rolling people. And, you know, basically we just had to get somebody's attention tonight.
Well, he had a good passing once again from Brett O'Neill tonight. He found Devin Eggleston. It was good to see Devin catch one, but the second one was probably more spectacular there at the end of the first half.
Yeah, I mean, a little fortunate to, you know, make that catch right there. But, you know, you got to give Devin credit for hustling through on a play and just making sure that he kind of went to where the ball was, you know, off the ricochet. But, you know, we gave away the ball three times in the first half, which isn't going to allow you to be very good, you know, as far as, you know, some of the things that you want to accomplish. You know, we kind of took care of that as far as in the second half, I think, a little bit better. You know, we haven't been a team that's turned the ball over very much this year. So, you know, looking at that aspect of the ball, you know, pretty disappointing. And, you know, a couple other things bothered us a little bit. But overall, I thought the kids bounced back pretty good right there.
Yeah, they came out on fire in that second half as well. It was nice to see them back-to-back-to-back get some touchdowns there and capped off by Drew Kite's interception for a touchdown.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, Drew stepped in the right place right there and, you know, got the pick and went with it. So, you know, Drew's, you know, disappointed himself. He didn't think he played as well as what he could, but I still thought he played, you know, pretty darn well in a lot of different areas out there. And, you know, Drew's one of our emotional leaders, and you know, we need him to be emotional. And, you know, I think, you know, he's going to bounce back and have a big game on Saturday for us.
Do you think, is that kind of a lot of the team feeling as well here tonight after this game, you think? Not maybe their best game, but they feel like they could play
better. I don't know. I mean, we did some things. I mean, you take away the turnovers and you know, a couple other little things here and there, and I thought we played pretty well. It's just, you know, the turnovers are magnified when, you know, you do it so close to the end zone, and you know, do it in a way that we did. As far as you know, the play's almost over. You got a first down. Just go and, you know, get down, protect the ball, and move on. You know, for the next play, you know, the interception was a ricochet off the chest. And you know, you got to make that catch and not give that up. You know, defensive-wise, we, you know, our linebackers, you know, had a tough time with some of their routes underneath and, you know, weren't real happy with that part. And, you know, kind of got chewed there. I mean, we've been, you know, talking to them and preaching to them in practice about, you know, making your drops and don't cover air out there. And, you know, that's exactly what we did. And we kind of let the receivers dictate, you know, what they want to do instead of us, you know, covering up like I thought we should have. And, you know, so, I mean, we took a little chewing at halftime, and, you know, sometimes words are the best motivational, and sometimes, you know, a little bit of controversy and failure out there is a good teaching tool also, where you can kind of react back and, you know, learn from it and make the adjustments and go.
Well, it's pretty much all but official. Sacred Heart hangs on to win 21-19 over Norton. Norton missed a two-point conversion in under 2 minutes to go, and Sacred Heart recovered the onside kick. And so it's on to Sacred Heart on Saturday, 3 days to prepare for the Knights.
You know, they do a lot of different things. I mean, you know, they're very athletic with their skill kids. Of course, you got the 3A 100-meter champion, the Diedrich kid, or I think that's how you pronounce it, has a brother out there, receiver, has another receiver that has nice hands, quarterback, supposed to be a nice player. Tight end is, you know, averaging about 18, 19 yards a catch. So, you know, defensive-wise, we're going to have to get after it. You know, and because, you know, they kind of exposed some things on us tonight as far as things that we don't want to give up. You know, offensive-wise, I'm going to see a 3-4 defense, which will probably turn into a 5-2 defense by the time you walk out your outside linebackers, you know, to the defensive end. So, you know, we've seen the 5-2. You know, just have to kind of adjust it. One film that we have on them, they got about 10 guys up on the line of scrimmage or within 3 yards, you know, making you know, really gamble there too. So, you know, we got to get a late night in tonight as far as, you know, watching film and try to get caught up, because that one less extra day is, you know, comes into play, of course, right now.
All right. Well, congratulations, Coach. 10-0 on the season. We'll talk to you later in the week.
All right. Thank you.